everyone. Welcome to episode 175 of the Lost Levels podcast. This is your host, Soul. Hello. I haven't hosted in quite some time, but it's good to be back in the hosting chair. With me, I have the ever beautiful and bodacious Dark Boo.
Yes, hello.
And a special guest, similar to how we've been having guests throughout the month. We have a new person. Introduce yourself, Mr. Stalfos.
Hi, I'm Stalfos Slayer 27.
He, just like some of the other guests we've had, I think we've had Yoshiman and we've had Deadly X Impulse, who have both appeared in episodes before, but they have both, all three of them have signed up to try out to be another Lost Levels. And if you haven't already seen it, we've had a whole post on the, at least I know we have had it on Mario Party Legacy's website, and you can go back and more than likely you can find a link to it in our page on the episode page that you probably got the podcast from right now. But today's episode is on a game that we've actually overlooked. This is like a lot of the times when the podcast was first starting off. This is way before my time, but they did a whole bunch of Mario Party games, and one of the games that wasn't covered was the GameCube game Mario Party 7, which was, I don't think it was the first Mario Party game I played, but it was definitely one of the first, because I grew up with video games just when the GameCube was hitting its, like, ending point. And if you didn't know, Mario Party 7 was the last GameCube game, or last Mario Party game on the GameCube, and there was 4, 5, 6, and 7. And 7 is, I think, not one of my favorites, but I do very much enjoy it. But for the podcast crew, I'm just going to ask, what is your experience with the game? Just what are your favorite parts about playing it? General memories, or just your opinion on the game overall?
I played it with Z. That's all I can say.
Gosh. SZ.
Yeah.
Pretty much every single experience with you in SZ is not favorable towards SZ.
It is very favorable, especially on one of them, because I learned his pink blue orb, the trap, at the last, like, almost the last turn. Last turn, I went from first to fourth. I was like, no!
Yeah, that's, I think, one of my gripes with the game is, sometimes that game, a lot of Mario Party games like this, but I've always experienced like a special unfairness with playing it. I always get like screwed over somehow, and it gets me into, well, not always, of course, but it's more than common for me to be just close enough to winning, and then you get a stupid orb, usually the boot orb, or what's that, the spiny orb, because I always go for the coin block, or coin thing, I think. I mean, I haven't played the game in a while, but that's how I remember it, because I used to play it with my older brother. I think the other gripe I have with the game, even though I guess I didn't mean to go into the bad stuff, was I didn't like playing the games with the microphone, because the microphone was very unresponsive. It didn't really work towards my favor, but I mean, knowing me, I probably could have just messed it up when I was really young, so that might have been part of the problem with me not doing too well with Mario Party 7.
And,
try saying grapes.
Hmm?
I said, try saying grapes when you're doing that card thing. When you're doing that card, you gotta, say the fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Say grape.
It's just, a lot of the games were unresponsive with the microphone. I never really enjoyed it.
And also playing with a lot of people, the cord always gets tangled, you know, passing it over people and stuff.
Yep, I remember when, I was, well, of course, this is way young, a long time ago, but I remember my older brother had friends over, and I was playing with them, and, we yanked one of the we kept yanking the controllers out when we would, like, try to pass the microphone around and stuff. It was awful. It was probably, like, the worst, playing of Mario Party 7, I think that was like when he was having a sleepover or something. I don't remember why I was playing, but I remember it was on Pagoda Peak, it was, or at least we played Pagoda Peak that night, and I don't like Pagoda Peak either, so I guess, it sounds like I keep talking about all the bad stuff, but I think I remember the bad stuff over the good stuff, but I do like Mario Party 7. Okay, I guess that's all I have to say on the general gameplay, but, one thing that I do remember quite fondly is the minigames from Mario Party 7. A lot of people, including myself, regard Mario Party 7 minigames as some of the best. Now I'd like to ask us three, how do you guys actually feel on just the minigames themselves, or, you know, memorable minigames, some of your favorites, least favorites, etc.? A lot of the Mario Party 7 games I don't remember too well, except for the ones, you know, I remember quite fondly, because there are a few that I like. One of my favorites is obviously Fun Run. Fun Run was okay when I first played it. I never understood how to play it because the controls always got me messed up. I was always trying to... I think I always just, like, was too... I never understood how to use to avoid all the obstacles, and it was just me plowing through. So that was probably why I lost, but of course, as I got older, I finally understood how to play the game, and I loved it. But the other one was, I don't remember what it's called, but it's the one where they're in the bubble, and you have to fight people, and it's a four-player minigame, but that one's my favorite, because, or definitely my favorite, if Fun Run was not included, because it's really, really annoying to play, but I also really enjoy it, because it's... The control, since you're in water, it was, like, really slippery. You felt really slippery and slow and awkward, but I also liked playing it, because back when I was playing with my older brother, it was pretty much me and my older brother with this game, that was one of the few games I could win at, and it was probably because I was a button masher, because, again, I was really young, but I thoroughly enjoy that game now, or since the last time I played it.
There's a mini game, I think it was called Take Me Home or something like that, some play on words. And I really like that one. You're just basically on a giant platform dodging electricity bolts, and that one was really fun.
They have Fun Run for the demo. I remember that. That was the mini game they had for a demo. Everybody kept on playing it.
I think because it was fun. A lot of people love Fun Run.
I don't mind it, but when we had the demo thing in GameStop, they kept on playing it constantly. I'm like, please play another mini game. But there's so many more. Let's play something different. I don't have a favorite. I don't.
Really?
I don't have a favorite. All the mini games, they weren't boring. None of them were boring.
Mm.
And no, there was never a mini game that I kind of was like, I didn't want to play. No. Let me think a minute.
There are very few that I genuinely despise, except for, you know, the microphone games. Pretty much all of them are annoying. The only ones I really can say are some of the battle minigames. I didn't like the card game one, or whatever it was called. I'll call it card
Deck game. Hands.
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
That one was stupid. I couldn't stand it. Every time I get chosen, I get mad. It's the mic minigames. I like them, but I like it when I have to press R for them, and I don't like it when I have to use the mic.
If you actually, like, using the mic was just so frustrating, because this is one of the first things that to ever use a microphone for Nintendo stuff, and, I mean, of course, over time, they fixed most mic issues, but that one was just terrible.
Mac 6.
Oh, Mac, yeah.
Mac 6 had the first mic minigame.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't play Mario Party 6 until much later, so I guess I didn't associate them in the proper order. But yeah, don't like the microphone minigames
in
general.
But the thing is, Mario Party 6, the mic wasn't bad.
I don't know what the...
That's the funny thing.
I think it's because a lot of the games required you to... like, or the fruit one, for instance... It didn't register your voice well enough. Like, you can blow on it all you want and it works, but sometimes there was that one with the balloon that I'm pretty sure was called Balloon Busters or Balloon Poppers, and you have to keep blowing it, or you have to, it would, I ran out of breath, especially because I had tiny lungs. I couldn't do it. I didn't like that game.
I hate when you say stop and it blows one more and you get out. I'm like, no, I said stop. When you say stop, it's supposed to pass it.
Yeah.
You say stop, it blows, and then you know it blows up. I'm like, really? And you're like, really?
It's. I don't get it. Like, why? I think they try to, you know, take the microphone to the next level, but it was every time you do it, you just regret it. Or once you have to play it, you regret it.
I like pressing R. I like pressing the R and playing mini games like that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Also, what used to kill me is that when I first got the game and I left the mic on, Battle Royale, we never played a battle mini game because it was always a mic mini game. I'm like, oh my god!
The unfortunate.
It took me forever to unlock my first battle minigame because it was voice of mic minigame. So when I turned the mic off, we had like 13 battle minigames and they were back to back. I'm like, oh my god. I've realized why we didn't play no battle minigame, so I always leave it off.
I can't even remember how we got them. I know my older brother shared the frustration with that game, or with the microphone minigames, and I guess inherently, since I don't really like most of the battle minigames either, but I don't like a lot of battle minigames for most games. I think some of Mario Party 2s were fun, like those are the ones I can remember, but that's because a lot of the minigames in Mario Party 2 are simple. I've recently begun playing it, so I guess it's been sticking in my mind. But Stalfos, do you have anything else to say on minigames? Because we kind of hogged all the glory with microphone minigames.
Oh, no, that's okay. I really liked the DK minigames were fun. You know, the little DK spaces you land on? Those are pretty good.
I don't remember those. As in, like, they just slipped my memory. I don't remember playing them. I know they existed, it wasn't... Huh. And now you're like got my mind. Well, you know, I'm trying to get my mind around me playing it.
I could stand bananas faster.
I couldn't tell you. Okay. Moving on. I think a lot of the boards, especially back like around the GameCube era, they had a theme to it. Like Mario Party 5. Yeah, Mario Party 5 was like Dream, and Mario Party 6 was the Day and Night. Theme. This one was like a national theme. Like it would just they had different boards based on different countries or loosely based on countries. What are your opinions on the boards in general? In detail or in general? For those of you who don't know the boards, there's Pagoda Peak, Grand Canal, Neon Heights, Pyramid Park. The Dutch one, oh, Windmillville, and then the Bowser board that I don't remember and never liked.
Bowser Enchanted Inferno.
Yeah, I don't like that one. I'll get that out of the way.
It sucks.
Yeah.
You gotta keep track of that Bowser being a thing, and that's what I do. I keep track of it. Then when it's the last turn, my friends, they see me go past, they see me go the opposite way for the start. Like, why you go that way? I never answer why, because I want them to lose half their coins. So I just be like, I have a plan, until they realize I actually was just not going to start because
of the next turn. Meter.
Yeah, so I don't like Windmillville. I don't like Windmillville.
I never liked it, I don't like the look of it, and I don't like playing that one either.
I never played it.
You never played Windmillville?
Well, I had to play because of solo mode. But I never had. Well, I played it with my mom, but I hate the Bowser. No, this is what I hate. Which one is it? I think it's a Bowser fan. He just comes and destroys the whole windmill, so you gotta re-put everything in there. I'm like, damn. Imagine having to be stuck in 100 coins so nobody can get it. He just goes, poof, oh, do it over. I'm like, are you serious?
Of all the boards, Windmillville is the one where it was just, I don't, like, I get so close to winning, and then, bang, gone. I think, first of all, I don't like Windmillville. Windmillville is one of those boards where I can't say I despise it, because I'm okay playing it, but at the same time, if I were to choose a board to play next to the Bowser board, I would not play Windmillville. I don't like it, I don't like its look, its music's kind of annoying. Or did it?
I don't like, and also I don't like anyone that involved Bowser taking the star. Neon Heights, I couldn't stand it.
I like Neon Knights. I like that one.
I can't stand it only because of the back of it, that he takes your star and put it in the chest. I hate that with a passion.
Neon Heights, I mean, I guess if we're going to just talk about the boards themselves, Neon Heights, I don't think it's my favorite, but it's definitely the best looking. I like that it's of course very American, because it was like there's baseball on one end, and then it's all filled with skyscrapers, and of course lights, and it's at nighttime. It was a beautiful board. I think it was one of the smaller boards too, at least with spaces. I could be wrong on that, but I remember that I always had that was my older brother's favorite. We'd always play it when we were playing with him. But so I guess I have better memories with that one. I can agree with you that it could get annoying with Bowser in the chest, but maybe I was just lucky and it wouldn't really happen. The only thing I didn't like was that they had a whole bunch of like weird happening spaces. Like that was I don't understand what they were trying to do with a lot of them. Like it, okay. Like, what was it? There was a UFO during part of it. I remember there's a UFO, and then... But it was like, this isn't American. Like, there are UFOs, actually... Or is UFO... Like, the idea of a UFO an American idea? Maybe I am just stupid, but... I probably am. But Neon Heights was a strange board, but I think it looks the best out of any of the boards in Mario Party 7. It's a beautiful board.
I can tell you which one my mom doesn't play.
What?
Because she plays Mario Party 7 intensely. And when I say intensely, put the I in intensely, because she plays it religiously. Mm. That's the word, religiously. She only played Grand Canal. Pagoda Peak is her favorite.
I'm okay with Pagoda Peak. I don't really like it.
I hate it. It gets so boring. And they have the chemical. Or it's so stupid that you can't buy it. You gotta get it by luck. That's what I hate about that game, that there's some orbs you just can't buy. They don't sell it. You gotta get it by chance. I don't know if it's a programming error or what.
I guess maybe they thought they were special.
Because you can't buy that orb. I guess because it's broken in nature, that it's still three character spaces on whoever lands.
Yeah.
Whoever lands on it, I guess it's broken, so they think it's random. Fourth place, always got it. Always. Yoshi and Birdo, always get it. Always get it with that damn egg. With the egg that the computers never use.
Pagoda Peak, that's the only one where it wasn't a loop so much. I mean, it still looped eventually, but it wasn't, it was still a pathway. I think the idea, like the cool mountain idea was nice. But playing it is just... It felt like it took forever. I don't know why it was like that. It just... Every time I played it, I always felt like it was, like, twice as long as it should have been. Plus, the star... Or not the star... What was the mechanic for that one?
10 coins for a star.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime somebody buys a star, it goes up to 10. It goes up to 4. It's still 40, it goes back to 10.
And as a person who usually aims for getting the most coins, that wasn't the most handy for me, because I'd be like, great, now I have this star, but I'm gonna lose the coin star because of it, because everyone would steal my coins with the stupid...
There's no coin star.
There isn't a coin star?
No.
I thought there was. Okay, I haven't played this game forever. I'm getting them confused, but I'm pretty sure I thought there was a coin star. I still try to get the most coins, I can tell you that, because, I mean, again, I was a child. But I thought there was a coin star.
I thought there was too.
No, I could tell you all of them. I know it's minigame, running, shopping. Wait, minigame, action, orb, running, shopping, and red.
Huh. I'm like convinced there's still a whatever. I'm not saying you're wrong, but
they stopped the coin on stars in Mario Party 6.
How frustrating. That was my thing. I'm sorry. Now I feel like an idiot. Like, I'm not, like, that was, like, a real thing. I know I still try to get as many coins, but...
You know how they replaced it, though.
Hmm.
Shopping. That's how they replaced it.
Whatever. Stavros, I've been cutting you out. How do you feel on, I guess, whatever board you'd like to discuss?
Well, it's nice because I haven't played in a while, and as you guys talk about it, I kind of start remembering them. I did think that Pagoda Peak felt really long, but I do think it's pretty creative, and there seemed to be an end goal. You wanted to get to the top, but it wasn't as fun to play as like Neon Heights or the desert.
Oh, the desert. I don't remember playing it. I think there was like a tornado or something at some
Kermit
point.
Park.
Yeah, I don't remember playing it, but I do remember that I liked the way it looked because it looked like a whole bunch of Legos. Again, this is like child like me, but they had all those little platforms and I thought they looked like a whole bunch of Legos. I can agree. I guess I understand what you're saying. Like, it's designed to have that big old angle with Pagoda Peak, and it's a centralized board. But I don't like Pagoda Peak. It's definitely the one that I can say it's fun to avoid. It's not as bad as Windmill, though. I don't like that one. Okay, is that all we have to say on the boards for Mario Party 7?
I think so.
Yes, my mom never played Pyramid Park. It gets so boring. I'm sorry.
Really? I guess I was okay with like playing it because it looked like Legos.
I was gonna say the thing to me is if there's a set maximum number of stars you can get, I'm gonna play it.
Okay. One of the things that I actually don't remember playing, and I'm not sure if I did because I didn't have that many people to play with, was that this is, I believe, the only game that has this eight-player mode. Have you ever played eight-player mode at all? Or have, if you, and if you have, do you fondly remember it? And do you think it should have come back in later iterations of the game series?
Hell yes, if we can't get online.
That's true. Yeah, we still don't have an online thing. And I mean, with Mario Party 10, which was okay at best, I mean, I don't know if I'd want it to be online now. I'd rather them just release previous iterations of the series and put them online.
I think
They
the
put it in, oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I think the eight player mode was a good idea. But for me, it really wasn't that useful because, like Sol said, I didn't have a ton of people to play. I usually had like four people to play it, so it's a good idea, but I didn't use it that much at all.
I just didn't. I don't. I'm not sure if it ever interested me or mainly my brother. I was that person who didn't really get the control of the GameCube. But yeah, I think it just never interested my family either.
I played eight-player mode with all my friends. It was me, my mom, and I had like six other friends. We all played eight-player mode. My mom got mad because they let on Koopa Kid and we had to swap coins. So she was mad as she wanted to restart. I was like, no restarting. I'm like, no. She was like, I don't want to play. I'm like, oh, see, that's why, because if it would have been vice versa, you'd be sitting there like, no, don't restart. It was hell. Per pound.
Oh gosh.
And we had to just share the controller, and that is annoying. It's not annoying, but there's one eight-player mini game. One eight-player mini game, duck and cover. Why the hell does it incorporate all the buttons on the controller? Meanwhile, one person only has the L button to worry about. The person on the right has R, Y, X, A, B. I'm like, really? It's so stupid.
I don't I remember or I remember playing it, I think, now that you mentioned with passing the controller, because I do remember passing the controllers. But all I remember is it would get really annoying if we were playing if we had the mic still connected, because we just kept it with the GameCube. But I do remember that we'd have to position people, like we'd have to start positioning people in certain ways, so we wouldn't have to like throw the controller over to one side so this person could play, and etc. I didn't, but I don't remember much about a player mode. But I think I've played it now that you're talking about past, sharing controllers and whatever. But I could be totally wrong. I wish I had that Mario Party 7. Now thinking about it, because I don't have it anymore.
You have to pass the controller for 'cause every time it's an 8-player minigame, but there's a special moments where it's a 4-player, 1v2, 2v2, and you gotta pass the controller to whoever was leading that turn, which also is hard to figure out, especially if you skip past the minigame, like, rules and stuff screen. If you skip past it, you better remember who turn it was, really. Like, who was captain, basically.
I think it was just an interesting choice because I don't. Whenever I think of Mario Party 7, I never think of the 8-player mode, and I think it was one of the more overlooked features of it. Now thinking about it, and I mean, we never really had an 8-player mode, and we still haven't except for what Super Smash Brothers, the newest one that has 8-player Smash. But this is the first time that we've seen stuff like that, and I think it's a cool idea. I would be down for it to be back, but I mean, especially with the new formula that Mario Party has taken, I don't think we could do it now.
We need to play 8-player mode for, we need to play, what is it? Oh no, we can't do the 8-player mode online because we gotta change controls. We can do 4-player online. Yes, 4-player online, get it.
Uh-huh.
4.5.
Okay. I guess we've already gotten it. So I don't think we've kind of mentioned our general thoughts with the game, but do any of you have anything else to mention? You know, characters or something that you forgot to mention previously with Mario Party 7?
The orbs.
Oh gosh, I don't have anything to say on the orbs except for
I didn't buy the orbs, but there was some orb that was specialized for some board map, like. You can never find a pink blue orb on Pyramid Park or Windmillville. Never. Orb will go to Pete.
Weren't there like special orbs for characters?
Yes.
I didn't like that because the character, because a lot of the times I wasn't good with them, or I wasn't good with I used Toad, so you just have to get oh my gosh, I can't speak right now. You could roll more, but, I mean, traveling wasn't my thing. I just, playing the game was more of a difficulty, and I don't know, I always thought that the, the triple shroom orb, I thought it was, like, the short end of the stick, the character orbs. The fireball, I thought that was cool, but, you know, I got the stupid roll again, or whatever, triple shroom orb. But with the orbs, I previously mentioned that some of the orbs I never really liked using anyway, like the stupid spiny orb, because I never understood. It just ended up screwing me over instead of. They could always hit me and I never got it. It was painful.
You can't get hit by your own trap.
No. When somebody else would use it.
Oh, the roadblock version?
Yeah. It was. I mean, I never got the orb. Everyone else did. It was, and I think, you know how you always, you want something so badly when everyone else gets it? Maybe that was how I felt with the spiny orb, but I don't know, I've always had malicious thoughts towards that stupid spiny, whatever. I sound ridiculous. Stathos, do you have anything to say on, anything else to add for Mario Party 7?
One of my favorite parts of Mario Party 7 was the deluxe mode, because for the first couple of years that we had Mario Party 7, I had no idea it existed. But I remember that I usually just click on the game and just play the game, but I wanted to click on the other icons, and then I found deluxe mode, and I remember a lot about it, but I remember it being really fun, and the games were pretty fun, and teaming up with the other people was pretty fun, and yeah.
I don't think I have Mario Party 7 anymore, but I really should play it. I'll probably find an old copy somewhere, but I haven't played it in so long. But that's the end of the main topic. That was a short topic on Mario Party 7, but, let's start with news and community. This week we are doing, Super Smash Brothers again. I believe we're doing both Wii U and 3DS, but I bet you next week, if you guys don't want to play Super Smash Bros., I bet you we're going to be doing Splatoon again, because there's supposed to be a lot more stuff coming out. But, since then, I don't know, are you guys actually gonna be participating in, wow, I can't speak. Are you guys gonna be participating in the communion night?
When does it start again?
Like 4, I think.
No! No! But can I lock doors? Why can't I have both? Look, I gotta go to work. Oh,
Well, it ends at like 7. No, you'll be back. You won't be back in that. What am I thinking?
exactly.
I can't. I don't. I haven't played a community night in forever, and I haven't played Smash Brothers in forever. But that's actually all we've been doing anyway. We've been doing. We have the Amiibo giveaway still going on, I believe. So if you want to do that, and of course we have the signups for the Lost Levels extra member. So you might want to jump on that if you're still hesitating, because Stolfo's here. Say hi, Stolfo's.
Hi.
He is one of those people, as previously mentioned. So that's been going on. Staryu, I bet he want to mention that he's still working on MPI 4, so I'm not sure if he's updated since then, but last week I remember he mentioned he was gonna start updating the MPI site. So if you want to see that, you can go on the right of the main website and you'll see it. As for news, we haven't had a lot. I remember there's a patent going around that might be a rough version of the quality of life or whatever, the NX for Nintendo. It's like some weird hologram thing that incorporates your sleeping hours. I don't exactly remember how it goes, but that was it, like projects something on your ceiling. But clearly, it's a rough patent and probably will not be actually, used just like it is in its current state of just being an idea. But maybe we'll see some cool projector stuff with the NX. But I don't think personally, I'm not really into all this weird like video games affecting your real life. I would rather just have video games playing or just meant as video games. But I mean, okay, I'm gonna give it a chance, whatever the system is. I'm not gonna be that person who doesn't have the next system. That'd be lame.
No, you just said what was meant to be said. Video games are supposed to be video games. They're not supposed to simulate real life.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna, I'm still gonna probably get it. Knowing Nintendo, they're not just, or Nintendo, they're not gonna just invest too much in this weird life
I'm not getting
simulation
it.
stuff.
Ain't nobody got time for no Oculus Rift.
Really? You're not even gonna give it a chance?
No, unless I have spare money to do, I mean very, 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 very spare, because I got bills to pay. So I mean, it got to be really, really, really spare and not need to be saved when I got thousands in my bank account, yes. Because I don't have time for no Oculus Rift and all that such. Games are supposed to be games. They're not supposed to simulate no damn real life. So how am I going to simulate a real life Grand Theft Auto? Come on now. Although that's not Nintendo, but that's what they probably want, to simulate a real Grand Theft Auto. That's why these kids are so damn stupid.
I mean, thinking about when it actually comes out, I might not be getting it either, because I'd be going off to college soon. I'd be preparing. Or not be going to college. I mean, that's a story in and of itself, but I might be getting an associate's degree somewhat early, but that's gonna be a struggle. But I might not be going to college, but even still, I want to keep as much money with me as I can. And I mean, doing some or getting something that might not particularly interest me, especially right off, and knowing Nintendo will probably be too expensive when it comes out. I might not get it either at launch, but.
See, this was wrong with these kids now. This is why they so damn stupid, and you need to put some damn do not do this at home type of mentality stuff. In the 90s and such, we weren't no damn stupid kids. And I'm sorry to say it like that.
I mean,
Excuse
okay.
the term, because we weren't stupid the way as you had to put don't do this at home, or we had to go through all the news. Grand Theft Auto's a bad game. Games shouldn't have no online communication. Because we weren't no damn stupid people. And I'm not throwing shade at the early birds of 2000. I'm not throwing shade at y'all. But God damn it, it's a game. What the hell do you think a game is?
I
It
mean,
doesn't seem like real life. And they used to kill me when these kids be thinking they could do something real life in the damn day. I'm like, are you serious? Where the hell is your parents?
I think Nintendo keeps trying to be, the odd one, like the odd one out, but lately it hasn't been working. They've been trying to, like, they've been the odd one out with their stupid, weird, like, YouTube policy. They've been the odd. The only time the odd one out really worked was with the Wii, and I guess they've been trying to stick with it since, but it's just been awkward now. You look at the Wii U, and we've been through a dry spell with games, not as long as, what, that one between Donkey Kong and, I forgot the game, but, I mean, that was like 6 months. Now we have Splatoon's their last game, and for America, we're getting Yoshi's Woolly World in September, so that's May, the end of May to September, which is quite some time. Still, I don't understand what Nintendo's trying to do, because it's not reflecting, maybe it's not reflecting negatively, but it's definitely not reflecting positively on the company compared to Microsoft or Sony, which have been blowing up with their games, and, I mean, had their successful E3, and have had a lot of games that have come out for their respective systems that have been well-received, both preview and reviewed. So, I don't know. But, otherwise, Splatoon has, more DLC, especially, a lot of new stuff coming out. Besides, they've been focusing on weapons and a couple, like, new game modes. I haven't played it since, the Super Smash Bros. Characters came out, and I'm considering playing it again, of course, because it was a lot of money, and I looked forward to the game. But, there's gonna be some new maps and new weapons and stuff coming out. They had a new trailer that came out in Japan. So, hooray. I don't really care for... I mean, again, I don't really necessarily care right now because I might not be playing it. But, what else? Oh, finally, again, this isn't probably anything major. Usually we don't get any news from it, but Gamescom, the, you know, European, German, I believe, actually, convention with a whole bunch of games, it's coming up soon, so we might see a little bit extra. Knowing Nintendo, they'll probably have their Amiibo presentation back, and we'll probably see that Mewtwo Amiibo again, which will probably be coming out holiday season. Some people, there's this rumor going around that comes out October 3rd, going to that, but I don't know, maybe it comes out October 23rd, but I would think it comes out around the same time as Falco does, because Falco would be a really odd one out then with the Smash Brothers things, because he might be the last amiibo out then, and considering I'd expect, you know, at least one other Smash Brothers amiibo to come out then, it seems more likely that it comes out this holiday season. Do any of you, either of you, have anything else to say? Did I miss any news and that you can think of, or no?
No, not really.
Okay. Wow. No, I'm kidding. So, I guess, since we have a lot of time left, what have you been doing? Do you want to start off, Boo? Do you have anything, a new story to tell us?
No, what have I been doing is the question. It's the question of the day. What have I been doing? I cussed someone out, but I don't know who. So, that's stupid.
We haven't had a story of you doing that lately. I miss them.
I have been cussed nobody out. That's the bad thing. If I ain't cussed nobody out, that means everyone's doing good. That's what it means. I've been playing. What have I been playing as well? I don't remember what I've been playing. Ain't that something? No, I've been dealing with this head cold, sinus cold, whatever you want to call it. It's been killing me softly. Telling my whole life, and it's words. That's the words it's saying. That's the words it's been saying. Killing me softly with that sound. But it's recuperating. I can hear myself. My hearing came back up to 2 octaves and dropped. Because I hate when everything sounds so distorted.
Oh, like it's you're underwater.
Yeah, it just sounds like everything dropped 2 octaves. That's what way it sounds. Everything dropped octaves. I'm like, I know the song. I'm listening to my song, my boa, Kiss My Lips. I'm like, I know she don't sound like that. I'm listening to Janet Jackson, No Sleep. She sounded like that. I'm like, damn it, she about to not put me to sleep. She about to put me to sleep. So I was getting mad. I'm very mad. I had to deal with this damn head cold. I'm just telling somebody, don't pass me this cold. And they're going to pass me this damn cold. Mm-mm. So that's, well, yeah.
You've just been
that.
doing with
Oh, the
lightsaber.
fucking computer! Excuse my language! Computer! Give me the most! Let's say
Oh,
this
yeah.
computer been giving me so much FIFA! And I'm not even talking about FIFA 104, I'm talking about FIFA 410, 666, devil, demonic, satanic! I had to factory restart my computer. A bitch was mad. I was so mad, I had to restart my computer. All of my history of Firefox is gone. So I had to rebuild a new history. I'm like, oh no, all my good stuff, my pride and my boy, and all my good stuff.
Oh my gosh.
But, no, I don't do report on that because I don't say it because everybody can access it. But, I deleted all my stuff. I had to this is what happened. I did a factory restart, and then I did a system restore the way I had before. Then I realized what I had before, it still was acting up. Let's just say all my permissions were screwed up. My Windows installers were screwed up. I couldn't uninstall a program. My registry keys was acting up. Permissions. I don't know.
I couldn't explain it to you. I don't know why that happened.
So I took everything in my boot folder and I saved it to my. I have two. My hard drive partitioned into two. I have one that I use and one that I don't, so I put it in there, and I factory restarted and just took my... Oh! For anybody who has Windows 7 or Windows 8, you think you have an administrator program. You don't have a... Your profile is not administrator. I'll tell you that. Let's clock the T where it needs to be clocked. You have to activate the administrator profile. That's the main administrator profile. You just a luxury administrator profile. So there's some things you still can't do even if you're an administrator. So that's what I did. I unlocked the administrator profile and I edited that to be mine. Edited it to be boo.
Smart.
So I use the administrator program now. I mean the profile. I am the administrator, the main administrator. So I don't have to run an administrator or nothing. If I want to delete something, I delete it. I take the consequences. Then after yesterday, I was downloading some engine for Game Maker. When the pop-up screen to install came up, I'm like, oh no. Because there's some pop-up screens that tell you install, and little that you know, it's installing other products that it's not showing. It's installing, but it is installing at the same time. I caught a Trojan that installed 27 programs. It uninstalled Firefox and installed its own web browser. It uninstalled Windows Media Player. It installed its own Windows Media Player. It uninstalled Microsoft Security Essentials. It installed a broken McAfee.
How did it get there?
It was a Trojan, so it was just installing anything it got its hands on.
Oh, God.
And it was running. That's the thing, it was running and you couldn't stop it. And this is the bad thing. When you try to uninstall, it installs it two additional programs for each uninstall you do. So I'm like, oh, no. I had to do a system restore to that. And then after, I still had the file, so I had to do malware bytes. And then it said, oh, you have a Trojan. And it kept on popping up. Even when I did the first scan and I deleted all the other programs it installed, it kept on popping up. This program trying to run. And it's blocking it. It just keeps on saying the program is trying to run. And I'm blocking it. I'm trying to block it, but it came up like 10 times. I scanned it and it was the Trojan that started it all. So I deleted it and now my computer is happy. Now I'm a happy camper.
Hooray.
And I've been playing Mario Luigi Bowser's Inside Story. I've been playing this Bowser for so long. I'm finally happy playing Mario Luigi yet. Bowser levels up so quickly. Bowser just levels. He's like a stronghold.
I've never played that game. I had a friend who had the game, and I had to do the Bros Attack. I believe it was called Snack Attack. I had to do that one for her because she had really slow reflexes. And remember, I believe you had to spam a whole bunch of buttons, or you had to do button commands, and she needed, either way, she needed to do it as fast as possible, and I was the one who had to do it. But I've never played that game, but I think that's the I've heard that's probably one of the better Mario RPG games of the, you know, like there's Superstar Saga, Partners in Time, I've heard is okay, or it's really good. And I've also heard really good things from Bowser's Inside Story. And as a person who's played Dream Team and doesn't really like it, I'm interested in trying either one out. I would love to try. But I think Bowser's Inside Story is probably the one I would rather do, but you know, I'm open to either one.
I see where they got a lot of the Dream Team mechanics from.
Oh yeah, Inside Story is pretty much I know that as much. A lot of the stuff from Inside Story comes from both Partners in Time and Inside Story.
I wanted to do Superstar Saga with Trevor Connery doing a Let's Play of it.
I've
So
seen it, yeah.
I was so I'm like, oh, I don't want to play the game and he's doing a Let's Play of it because kind of broken. I let them say I kind of cheated the randomizer. Here's the thing with randomizers. If there's a pattern, my eyes get accustomed to it so I can get anything I want if it's a pattern. If it's really random, if it's random, I can't catch the pattern, then I'm going to be so confused. But the roulette is random, so I get the highest number whenever I want. So every time they give me a little bonus, I always get the highest number. Like for Stash, I got plus 9. Oh my, yes! I'm so happy. But that's all I've been doing.
Okay, Stalfos, do you want to go next or shall I?
Whichever.
Okay, I'll go then. I've been hanging out with friends a lot lately. 2 days ago, I was hanging out like till night with two of my, or no, like four of my friends. And the reason why was because my friend sent me a video of the person whose house I went to. He was making a cake in a banana suit, and I was very, very confused. And then I was like, "Why is he making a cake in a banana suit? And why am I not there watching him making a cake in a banana suit?" So I came over right as they were finishing baking it, and then they proceeded to break the cake, and we had to put it back together. And his mom iced it, but then I'm like, okay, this is we iced it really weird, and I don't know what happened to the banana suit because he wasn't in it when I came over. But it was just, it was a really cool night, and it wasn't just a whole bunch of cake. But I still have not gotten the full story on why he was wearing the banana suit. I don't know. I know it was a Halloween costume, but I don't know why he was wearing it now in, what, July? But it was okay. And then Friday, I was out with, funnily enough, it was me and my friend Parker, and then he was having his friend Haley come over. But then, what's it called? This person who's been living with them for a couple, like a week or two now, started hanging out with us, and then, for whatever reason, my friend Tina just walks up when we were hanging outside. She just walks up, and then we hung out with her, and then another one of my friends just was happened to do nothing, and then we just invited it over, so it was like this weird little mini party. And then we got Subway, so that was cool. But it was a good, I think I've had a good couple of days. Of games I've been playing a lot of my old 3DS games a lot. I'm reconsidering playing Alpha Sapphire over again, but the problem is I really want them to make like do that, you know, how they have like Black and White 2 or Platinum. I kind of want them to do that with X and Y because I like the Unova region and the Unova Poke or Unova Kalos region and the Kalos Pokemon better than the Hoenn region and the Hoenn Pokemon. But there are certain things that I don't like in X and Y that they do in Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, so I really hope they're gonna make a third version to X and Y, or you know, maybe they'll do a Black and White 2. They'll do two new games, but here's hoping. Otherwise, I've been playing Kid Icarus Uprising a lot. I was also playing 3D Land. This was actually a couple weeks ago. I don't know why I did. Maybe I did mention it, but I replayed 3D Land to its entirety, which is a very simple game. But I actually think I kind of prefer it to Super Mario 3D World on certain levels, because it very, like, if 3D World and 3D Land were in a series, 3D World does not feel like a sequel to 3D Land. It's, it, 3D Land's much more simple, and its level design is much more simple and grounded together compared to the very expansive nature of 3D World. And I actually might, I definitely, if I were to choose between the games, I'd probably choose 3D World, but I do think 3D Land has its charms, and I do wish people would still, you know, I don't think people remember it as much compared to, you know, the better game of 3D World. Otherwise, I kind of stopped with Tamagotchi Life because I did realize why I stopped playing it. Like, three people got married all in a row, which was really weird, and then I had another child, and I think his name is Autumn, but I haven't even tried playing it in 3 days or so, because I got tired of waking up every morning and then going back to it. But, I mean, who knows? It's a game that's perfect for summer, because, you know, I don't have much to do, so I might go back to it. And I also, I guess I've been playing a lot of games, I also started Kirby and the Rainbow Curse, and then proceeded to get bored with it. I'm glad I didn't buy that game. My little brother did. I'm glad I didn't buy it. I don't think that game is too good. It's fine, but it's just boring. I'm like, okay, there's no difficulty to this whatsoever. I know it was like the first level or so, but I've played Kirby and the Rainbow in the Kirby Canvas Curse, and there's difficulty to that game. It's a strange game. But, like, you can play it the first time, and you're like, oh, I get how to play it. But then already there's a whole bunch of new mechanics being introduced. And the only mechanic that I've seen is you can do the supercharge attack, and then you can use the little drawing to cover waterfalls. And that's it. And I got very bored very quickly. And I really should go back to playing it, because I shouldn't, you know, write off a game so soon. Pun. But, you know, it's... it hasn't grabbed me as much as many Kirby games have. Like, Kirby's Epic Yarn is one of my favorite Kirby games. I love that game so much, which is one of the reasons why I actually have been considering trying to get Yoshi's Woolly World. I've been pre-playing Kirby's Epic Yarn a couple weeks ago, and I was watching somebody play through it, and I'm like, you know, I think I really should go back, should try and get Yoshi's Woolly World, because Epic Yarn was fun, and Woolly World looks really fun, so I should give it a chance. But that's really all I've been doing. I've been playing a lot of games and hanging out. I think next week I'm going out, so I like to, like, hang out with one of my friends I haven't seen in forever, so I'm really happy, but I'm not sure if that's gonna happen, which is disheartening at the least, because I really miss this person. I haven't seen them in forever. We still talk, but, you know, it's not as good as, you know, seeing each other in person. That's all. Stalfos, do you want to join in on what you've been doing?
Sure. There's really not much, though. I've lately been playing Skyward Sword. It's an okay game, but it's definitely not my favorite Zelda game. I'm not very far into it. I didn't get much sleep last night because of our neighbors decided to light off all their fireworks.
I don't understand why people do that. People have been, like, not lately, but, like, last week people were setting off a few fireworks. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are people doing... I think it's just because they walk into their garage and they go, oh, we still have leftover fireworks on the 4th of July. And then they go, like... They call over to their kids and, like, hey, kids, you want to go light off these fireworks? I don't like it. My neighbors, this is the first year they've done this, but usually they use every single firework they have on the 4th of July. But I heard a couple going off, like, at least last week. I'm not sure if they did anything before that and between July 5th and last week, but I don't like that either. It makes me... cranky.
Well, it could be because of the 24th. Some people light fireworks for that, but
I mean, maybe.
Because I think a lot of our neighbors were out of town, so they might have picked up some pretty big fireworks, and they're really loud. Like, they lit them off probably midnight. They're just not fun. But that's about all I've been doing this week.
What prone do you to replay Skyward Sword? Just pure interest, or did you watch someone play it online and then you're like, hey, I really should give this game another go?
Just because, you know, I kind of wanted to play all the 3D installments, and I just...
Oh.
And I've heard people talk about it, and I had no idea what they were talking about, so, you know, just to play it, I guess.
I don't know. It's kind of funny now thinking, you know, a lot of the games that Nintendo holds so dear have been going a little south in terms of series. I mean, Mario's doing okay, but it's like Zelda especially has been just decreased in ingenuity and stuff. And I can't believe I can't think of it now, and I know I mentioned it. Oh, Mario Party. Yeah, duh. Mario Party's another example. Like, it's just... okay. It's just been slinking to okay, and I think A Link Between Worlds was very fun, especially because it got me... I still did not finish it, because that's just a weird thing of mine. I just can't finish the Zelda game. Well, A Link Between Worlds is very, very fun. I can give it... I can certainly give it that. And Wind Waker HD, every once in a while, I pretty much once a year, I go back to it and play a little more. I never finished... I finished the original Wind Waker, I know that, but I never finished HD, and I feel like... I mean, there's not much to it difference, but I haven't seen the entire game in beautiful HD quality. So, I can understand what you're going through, or what you're trying to do. There are not many game series that I have even close to completion in collection, but that's the beauty of the internet and ROMs. What? I didn't say anything, huh? Okay, I guess that's the end of the podcast. Let's get the ending information. If you like us, you can subscribe and rate to us on iTunes, which, by the way, is one of the things you must do if you want one of the, if you want the Amiibo, any of the Amiibo we've been giving away on the website. Don't forget about that. And you can also check us out on MarioPartyLegacy.com or the specific Lost Levels website, thelostlevels.marioPartyLegacy.com. We've also opened up a Tumblr, which I believe is thelostlevelspodcast.tumblr.com. And then you also the forum. I accidentally skipped over that. The forum, which I still have not been on, but I'm slowly getting back into it. It's MarioPartyLegacy.com/forum. SZ and Star you on there a lot, and I know Dark Boo has been on there quite some, or has been on there at least more than me. You can probably see a lot of the members that have been previously on. I know Yoshiman is on there frequently, and so I believe Impulse goes back there. And Stalfos, are you on the forum?
I'm not, but I need to get on there.
You should. I highly suggest it. There are a lot of people there, and I don't suggest getting off on the wrong foot by not joining the forum, because it's amazing. As for me, you can follow me on Miiverse, COMPETE, nice, compete, and then Steven Universe blog, which is laughingsuperfans.tumblr.com, and then Hardly Milk for my personal. Boo?
Boo007, Twitter. And the
Twitter
network, YouTube.
Stalfos, do you want anything to plug for where we can find you?
There's not much. My current name right now is Skype exclusive, so other things I just use my actual name, but so there's really not much to say for any information.
Well, thank you for joining Stalfos, and of course, thank you for listening, the audience. We will see you all next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.